Let's start from Simin Sadi, Halacha Chof. Halacha Chof, it's on page Kuf Sadi Zayin. Page Kuf Sadi Zayin, Halacha Chof, Nochrim Amivim Tvur Yisrael B'choy V'Sehem. Delivery. You receive delivery of something that is yours. You have a worker, and the worker, you hired a worker to do something for you, and now he's bringing you the tour. It's your tour, he's your sharecropper, or something along those lines. And he's bringing the mivim to all Yisrael, b'chay v'sehem, v'yisrael noisin lo yes ha-mavtech lo Yisrael, and the Jew gives him, he says, I have a delivery, I want to put the stuff in the garage, can you please give me the keys, so I can go open up the garage and put it away in storage. V'yayne Yehudi moide d'moine l'sham mutter, and the non-Jew, he takes out of the stuff out of the truck, and he measures, and he counts, and he delivers the goods. Lo es mutar mishum de ein Yehudi b'malachas atzmi oisek ki ein atzmua shel Yisrael ale achar hamedida. Obviously, this halacha all obviously depends on the circumstances and depends on the times. But the way it's being described here in the time of the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is where it's not yet considered the property of the Jew until it's actually in his possession. So at the time when the non-Jew is measuring, when he's taking off the merchandise, off his truck, off his wagon, and he's measuring the bushels, it's still the property of the non-Jew. He's being oisek in his own, it's for his own benefit. It's not the property of the Jew until after the measurement. And therefore, he's doing it for himself. He's doing it for himself. He's using his own merchandise. There is no amira liakum here whatsoever. And that's why it's mutter. The Jew is allowed to stand there and to watch, to make sure that the guy does not cheat him. As long as the Jew does not say one word. You're allowed this very interesting halacha that when it comes to matters that are mutter, many times the Jew is allowed to be present. His presence alone is enough to cause the guy to be mirsus, to be afraid. But as long as he does not say anything, there's no violation of Vidaber Davar. Period. Aval im hevi aloi tvur shaloi asu loy ma'alohem l'fanoisem in agalus. But if you have a situation where the non-Jew delivers merchandise that already is the property of the Yisrael, so by the Jew allowing the non-Jew to transfer the merchandise from the wagon to his private property, that's equivalent to amira le'akum. That is a violation of mimitzoy chefsecho. And therefore, that would be also toich aritzo with the lamb to come into your land, into your property. If they want to do this on their own, since over here the guy is doing something on your behalf and he's doing malacha, he's going from a rishus sarabim to a rishus sayachid, or even from a karmelist to a rishus sayachid, and he's doing it for your benefit, and it's on Shabbos, and it's your property at this moment in time. This violation of amir liakum, it's a violation of mosi chefscha, it's a violation of adaber dover if you're going to say anything to him.
Internet purchasing clicks.
Well, I don't understand. What do you purchase with the clicks? What do you mean?
You have a button to click.
Yeah.
If someone
goes commission.
Yeah.
Affiliate marketing.
Right.
Yeah, and you get.
It's not yours. It's never yours. It just goes through your.
He goes to your link, and money comes into your account. We answer all this. We discuss this. It's mutter. No. This is where he's doing it. He's doing a physical. Here is where the guy is delivering merchandise for you on Shabbos. He arrives at your front door. What?
You have a warehouse, and people bring their stuff there. Someone else takes it out, and they. Get paid for whatever.
No, here it's not about being paid. It's not here, it's transferring the merchandise. In this second case, the merchandise is the property of the Jew. The Jew is living at home, it's his merchandise, and the guy is arriving here on Shabbos and wants to transfer the merchandise to the grain from the wagon and bring it into the home of the Yisrael. And the Jew has the option of telling him, don't do this. I don't want you now on Shabbos to take my grain, my merchandise, and bring it into my home. And if the guy does do this on Shabbos with the permission of the Yisrael, it's ki'ilu you're telling him to do it for you. Since you are allowing him to do it for you for your benefit, he's saying that this borders on Miru Liakum and it's borders on Mimitzah Chefsecha. So you want to connect. So you talk. I don't understand how you want to relate this to.
It's not if it's a chay. That's what you start saying.
That's the first case. The first case, though, there it's mutter.
Right.
So because it's not your property until it actually comes into your rishus.
Right. So it's mutter. If you have a warehouse, and the guy owes you, is bringing you some shipments and stuff. Not yours until
you I'm not clear. There are many more factors. It's a different situation. So you're getting me confused. I don't know. Generally speaking, most internet business is mutter. That's the bottom line. 95% of all of internet business is mutter, especially when you're dealing with non-Jews, and you have a right to assume that the majority of the people online on Shabbos are not, even if it happens to be that there's a Jew that may actually purchase something from you on Shabbos, you're not mechuyif to shut down a website that sells something on Shabbos because the chashash there might be one Jew. We go basarayif, and the goyim are doing it for their own benefit. And you're not, your name is not on the business. It's something which is completely discreet most of the time. People can go look it up, but it's not obvious. So all the Paiskim say that it's smuta, and in fact they all say that this all goes back to the old question of the vending. We discussed at great length the vending machine question. This internet e-commerce is not a new shaila. It goes back 70 years already. Vending machines, you own vending machines in public places, and people come and they're buying things from you on Shabbos, so you're making money on Shabbos automatically. So there are many reasons why it's smoother. So internet, all those reasons apply to the internet, and that's why it's smoother as well. But this is a different situation. Okay, let's look over here on the bottom, look at the Shomer Shomer Halacha on the previous page. Previous page says the guy comes and Yudal Noisin Le'amavtech Le'amavtech Le'itzaroi. The guy comes and the guy says, he wants, can I have the key please? There's a delivery. I have here in my possession grain, and I want to put the grain in your garage. Can I please have the key? You are allowed to give him the key, because in this first situation, the merchandise is still owned by the guy until the very last minute, until it's put away in storage. So the guy is doing it for his own benefit, and that's why it's mutter. Dealing with a person who sells milk. Same exact situation where the guy arrives on Shabbos and wants to deliver the milk and wants to put the milk away in storage. Is the Jew allowed to allow him to do this? It's not a final sale. When he delivers the milk, you can say, I don't want the low-fat milk, I want the green, the yellow, the red. I only know by colors. It used to be we had red. I don't think today in yeshivas it used to always only red, only the full milk. I don't think in yeshivas today anymore they have red. So those days are no more. It's only blue or green. The whole world is on a diet.
There's more water.
So a dying vlemish any rights of
the
since it's not a final deal, you always have the option at a later point in time of telling the supplier, you gave me the wrong thing, I want to exchange it. Since it's not final until a later point in time, what is happening on Shabbat is not considered to be your profit, it's not your benefit. Same, it's exactly identical to the case that was presented by the Kitz of Shulchan Aruch, where a guy delivers grain on Shabbos. It's still the property of the goy until the very last moment, until it's put away in the storage house of the Jew, and that's why it's mutter. The goy is doing it for his own benefit. Even if the Jew already has paid full for the milk, it's koydim haShabbos. And you would argue that the milk already is the property of the Jew, and what the goy is doing now on Shabbos is purely for the benefit of the Jew. So it should be a violation of Amir Liakum. It should be a violation of Umimitsoy Chefsucha, Mikol Makom Mutter Mitam Zeh. Like we explained, even though I've paid you in full, it's not yet final until I sign off. I'm not going to sign off on this until after Shabbos. I want to inspect it and to make sure that you have delivered what I want. And if I'm not pleased with what you have delivered, I have an option in the contract of exchanging it for something else. So it's not final until I give my word. Therefore, what you're doing right now is for your benefit, it's not for my benefit. But of course, it goes without saying that if a person can avoid this scenario, it will be a very good thing not to pay them in full. If you want a solution, leave over a small amount of money, a small balance, and that way certainly the deal is not complete. And certainly the guy has not yet received money, so it's not yet yours. He's certainly doing it for his own benefit. Who says it's not Chol of Yisrael? Maybe guy. Okay, Chol of Stam, Ein Hachanami. Ein Hachanami. Okay, let's go back. Let's not get into Chol of Yisrael conversation. Okay, okay.
You can be a Mashgiach on Shabbos.
Yeah,
but
a lot of schools that are, they need a
mashgiach.
They're open shops.
Right?
A lot of businesses that are.
Yeah, factories. They have stores
through
Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
They're Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, they're all alone, across seas in China.
They live on the farms and then live
They live in China. They're there for Yom Kippur.
I worked for New York State Kosher Department. So I've been to.
So you work with Glyphosate.
You've been to all these places, right? Okay.
Where they do Golden Flow, where they do. All the others are done in one place. So I've been to them. What they do is they have a few farms.
Yeah.
And there's a mashgiach that lives on the farm. And he's there by the milking. They put a plumber on the. On the tanker, the truck that comes to the.
That's it. That's the whole deal. Okay.
You get called with the number on the.
In advance, they shouldn't switch. National number.
Sure, it wasn't changed.
There's a plumber. There's
I understand, but to get called with the number on the plumber so that there's a number on the tag.
You shouldn't put another tag.
Came there, no, it wasn't tampered. It's the same number because the tags have the same number.
Doesn't become a kosher spot.
Okay, let's go to the next halacha, Tesvav, on the bottom. Tesvav, Lefanoisa Minagolis. We learned above that if the property, the merchandise, belongs to the Jew, it's already his. And now the question is taking delivery. Lefanoisa Minagolis. Ayin b'shut shalom eshev b'yishol shalach agolos im hatful yishol, the situation where yishol he send wagons with tful yishol acher v'oid kaidim yamtif and nisachu ubo l'sheni b'yamtif. One Jew ordered something from another Jew and he sent his messenger, he sent a non-Jewish messenger with the merchandise, and the non-Jew got delayed on the road, and he arrived first on Shabbos. So Bola Hashem be Yomtiv, and he arrived on Yomtiv. Because of Shem, the Ain Hetel Lekablam Rak Bibnei Shahu Hefsid Meruba Shel Yelchu Bal Hagolus Lebeisam Bachazara Imatzvua. Unless you have a situation of a hefsid meruba, the halacha, the proper halacha will be that to tell the person to go back where you came from. You've delivered, you've come here on Shabbos, it's Shabbos, Yom Tov is not a time where you can accept delivery, you should go back. Only because it's a very hefsid rav, you can be makel. So basically, we have a situation where you have delivery on Shabbos from a Jew. One Jew sent merchandise to another Jew, and it's derived on Shabbos only because there's a hefsim merubah. You're allowed to accept delivery on Shabbos through this non-Jew. But otherwise, it's it would be a violation of Mimitzah Chefsecha and Amir El Yakim to allow the Chatchila Jew to do the Malacha for you on Shabbos. Okay, so we all take deliveries. What do? We with the post office, we discussed a number of times. We are like to be Makel when they say we get a delivery on Shabbos. They're not doing it for us. It's their job. They have an obligation. They are a service provider. They're a service provider. They were told to send this object to an address. They don't have to do it today. They can do it tomorrow, the next day. There's an amount of time they're given a certain leeway. If they're going to deliver it today, it's only for their own personal benefit. They're not doing it for us. The reason why these situations are different that he's presenting here in the Shi'arim Mitzvah Halach is because these things are done clearly for the benefit of the recipient. They're not doing it for their own benefit. I'm doing it for you. This is your, the Balabais itself, the person, it's your merchandise. I myself, I'm bringing it to you. I'm doing it for your benefit. That is problematic. Here, when you are sending something and you hire someone else to do it for you, you're subcontracting the sending of the merchandise. That's what the post office is. That's what UPS is. It's FedEx is. You're subcontracting the delivery service. So now it's a whole different world. I'm not doing it. They're doing it for themselves. They're not doing it specifically for you. And that's why we're very makel to accept delivery on Shabbos of all of these different types of situations. Okay, let's go to the next one. Halacha tes of Zayin the Baba Shabbos the Kachta. I am Agos Masham. Moshem Tashbeitz the Tua Shemerchul Yakum Moedim Erev Shabbos Le Am Tachas Wakum grain that you sell to a guy and you measure Erev Shabbos into the knapsack into the package of a non-Jew. Uve Shabbos Bam Hanochem Lelechem Misham the Ein Bezeh Heterak Im Kvar Nuagur Ram Bezeh Shuv Leka Chashad Chaygam Chahai the Arisus like a sharecropper. The Prat Im Hachotzer Muskal Leakum Devada Shabbos. The problem over here is that the guy is coming to pick up his merchandise. You sold, he put it in order. The guy ordered merchandise before Shabbos. And the guy is first going to come and pick up the merchandise on Shabbos itself. Is that Mutar Aser? So the basic problem is Marisai. If people are going to watch a guy come into your property, into your chotzer, into your warehouse, and remove objects, move merchandise on Shabbos, they're going to suspect that you have sold, you have engaged in Mekach or Memkar on Shabbos itself. So it's not proper. The only time it's smoother is if it's done in a way where no one's going to suspect that you have done this on Shabbos. It's done and being done in a property that belongs already to the guy. The guy, the warehouse belongs to the guy. Or everyone does this. Since everyone does, everyone knows that the transaction was completed before Shabbos and it's only the guy is coming to pick it up for his own convenience on Shabbos. But if you don't have that situation and people are going to suspect that you have actually sold them the merchandise on Shabbos, that will be a violation of Marasayin, Mimitzah Chefsecha. You're not allowed to engage in business on Shabbos. V'ayin b'shut Mahari Halevi, I don't know who that is, b'yar shekanu Yisraelim lachtoiv mimena ilonos mehem lahasaku mehem mehem lebinyin, a forest, and goyim, and I'm sorry, Yisraelim have acquired the right to cut down trees in this forest, some trees for fuel, and some for construction. And after the Jews cut down the trees, they sell the trees to goyim. And the goyim are coming to cut down on Shabbos. Mimash lakhu from what have they purchased? They have purchased from the Jew. V'rashma lilanos b'chol, and they have marked on the trees before Shabbos which trees so they have a right to cut down. They've been marked. Kosav sham the einu b'chuv limchos yinal b'chuv limchos mimutu lahalim ayin yilat to conceal yirai mimenu v'prat im husnu imam shloyavu b'Shabbos ayin Shabbos. Especially if you made up with them and not do it on Shabbos. So since you told them not to come on Shabbos, they're doing it for their own will. There's no marasayin. Everyone knows that you are not told that you have not told them to do this on Shabbos. There's no amir liyakum, and they're doing it for their own benefit. Then in this situation, he holds it's mutter. So basically, you're not allowed to tell them to do it for you on Shabbos. But if they do it on their own, and it's clear to all they're doing it for their own benefit, those are always going to be the exceptions. Okay, let's finish up this list. Halacha Chaf Aleph. A guy that makes cheese from his own milk, and Yisrael is the mashkiach. He watches the milking of the animal, so he knows the milk came from a kosher animal, and he knows that it was done through kosher rennet. It was not no additives, preservatives that were not kosher were added into the milk. Even though the guy is doing this so that he should make money, who is he going to sell this to? The fact that he's hiring a mashkiach, the mashkiach is standing and watching that the milk came from a kosher animal, and the milk was made into cheese kosher. Obviously, the guy is doing this for a Jew, so why don't we say that this should be called the issur where a guy is doing malach for a Jew, it should be asur? No. Kevin sin shagniva shagivina adayin shal nachriu. Since at the time when the guy is doing this malach, the cheese at this point in time is the property of the non Jew, I'm not doing it for your benefit. I'm doing it to make money. I'm doing it to sell. To prepare cheese so that we'll buy it after Shabbos. Even if a Jew is going to make money, as long as the guy also makes money, that is not a violation of mitzvah chefsicha. Since the ingredients of the cheese are the property of the non-Jew, and the non-Jew is making money, it's considered to be 100% his enterprise. It's not. We don't say that a Yad Yisrael, the hand of a Jew, is involved in this and this in this melacha, and that's why it's mutter. Halacha chav beis in Yehudi shekonis schar miYisrael ba b'Shabbos lekachto, a guy which purchased merchandise and he comes on Shabbos to take it. In evsha yesh lemonoi lechatchilu, as we learned in the Shem Shem Halacha, you should prevent him because of marasayin, and he avoided because if he's going to take delivery on Shabbos, people are going to suspect that you have actually sold it to him on Shabbos, and mega chamemka on Shabbos is osur, so that is a clear violation of mitzvah chefsicha. Chav gimel, mi sheyesh lo yartzeit b'Shabbos v'shachach lahalik ner shel yartzeit yochoy loymar le'ein Yehudi bein hashmasha sheyalik avoloy b'Shabbos. You're allowed to instruct a non-Jew to light it bein hashmashas, but not on Shabbos. Why not on Shabbos? I'm merely akum. Whatever you can't do on Shabbos, you cannot tell a non-Jew to do on Shabbos. Oh, but by telling him do it on, Bein Hashmashos is an exception. There's no Shvus Bein Hashmashos. Bein Hashmashos, you're allowed to tell a guy do whatever you want. There's no Shvus. But when it comes to Shabbos itself, only the Tzarech Mitzvah, or the Tzarech Echol Nefesh, or the Pesach Hefz and Merubah. A yardside candle, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, is not in the category of a Mitzvah. It's not a Hefz and Merubah. It's not a Tzarech Gadol. And it's very clear, you're not allowed to instruct a guy on Shabbos to light a yardside candle. That is psak of the Kitzur Shulchan. I do not know if anyone disagrees with this. Some people get very, very, very disturbed if this would happen. Extremely disturbed. You have this other halacha for Ner Shabbos. What about Ner Shabbos? If a woman forgets to light Ner Shabbos, what's the solution? If it's only Bein Hashmashos, it's not yet Vadei Laila, it's not yet, let's say, 35 to 40 minutes after sunset, so L'chatchila, she should right away run and tell a guy to light for her Ner Shabbos, and she can make the bracha. And if she doesn't do so before it's Vadei Laila, she is in a lot of trouble. She'll have to light an extra Ner for the rest of her life. Men, what about men? Let's say a man forgets to light an extra candle to light Ner Shabbos. Does a man have to light an extra candle for the rest of his life? No. There's no such thing. Men, because if Chazal would have made the halacha that if a man forgets to light Ner Shabbos, he has to light another candle for the rest of his life, the whole house would be filled.
You could say with Neros.
The whole house would be filled with Neros. Men only gave the kanas. They only gave the kanas to the people that can handle the kanas. To people like women who are disciplined in knowing how to handle the rodeo burger. You know what the rodeo burger is? You know what this is? Okay. Yeah.
What was the word?
On what?
On hinting,
so we learned that yesterday. Yesterday we learned that hinting is b'shat. We have a tzorich. When you have to tell a guy to do a malacha on Shabbos because l'tzorich mitzvah, or l'tzorich oichel nefesh, or hefsid merubo, or chayle, l'chatchila you should be merames. Because as you said yesterday, there are multiple problems with telling a guy to do malacha. Number one is shluchay shlobim kemaisai. So that you can't get away with. Having a guy do the malacha for you on Shabbos, your command is that hefsed merubah or letzarech mitzvah, you have no choice. But there's also a problem of a daber daber. Just saying the words, telling the guy to do a malacha itself, is a problem of a zilzul in the kedusha of Shabbos. Pasuk in Yeshaya says that on Shabbos you have to refrain from malacha, the daber davar. Just telling a guy to do a malacha, an instruction of a malacha, is a violation. So if you don't actually say the words, do the malacha, you say it to him derech remes, you partially remove from your conscience, from yourself, the violation of the daber davar. Okay, which question, which takes us to something which we want to conclude with, which I looked saw yesterday, in a sefer called Oitza Machmadim. I use a sefer here many times, and he has a section, there's a whole section on Shabbos. And one of the sections, one of the subsections is the idea of a daber Dover, all the rules of the Daber Dover. He collects four opinions of the application of the Daber Dover. Because there's a very general question: how is the Daber Dover different than Mimitzoy Chefsicha? Since the pasuk says in Shabbos you have to hold back from doing your private needs, so Daber Dover is always going to be included in that category as well. How does the Daber Dover differ then from Mimitzoy Chefsicha? So one answer, what? But if he's doing it for you, even if the guy uses his own kelim, if he's doing the malach on your behalf, for your benefit, that's Chefsicha. It's true, it's the guy's kelim, but it's still Mimotzei Chefsicha. Okay, maybe what you're saying is good. Maybe there is some solution in that path. But some of the answer he presents is the main, why we actually had this yesterday, the main Vidaber Dover is you tell the guy to do malacha on Mitzoy Shabbos. I'm not telling you to do malacha for me. If you tell the malacha, the guy to do malacha for me on Shabbos itself, I want you to turn the lights for me right now, so for my personal benefit, Mimotzei Chefsicha, and the part of the process is I have to tell you what to do, you're right, there is Mimotzei Chefsicha. But instead, maybe we can say that the Vidaber Dover really is included in Mimitzoy Chefsicha. But if I'm giving a guy instructions to do a malacha when Shabbos is over, so there has not been any violation of Mimitzoy Chefsicha. Nothing has happened. I have not engaged in anything that is personal that's on Shabbos. But I've given instructions what should be done after Shabbos. So that is really where we apply the pure example of the Daber Dover. You're not allowed to tell a guy on Shabbos, when Shabbos is over, I want you to do for me the following. Especially if that thing that you want him to do is not Letzarech Mitzvah. Because that is a pure violation of the Daber Dover. Another example given by other Rishonim is nothing to do with Malacha, Devarim B'Telem. On Shabbos, a person is not allowed to talk Devarim B'Telem. You're only supposed to talk, or at least it says in the Torah, to be Mimayit. You can't completely avoid Devarim B'Telem. You have to chat. Someone comes over to visit a Shabbos suit, you have to chat a little Devarim B'Telem, but you should speak less Devarim B'Telem than you would speak during the weekday. When it's during the week, so you talk about sports, you talk about the stock market, you talk about business, a little Lashon Hara, a little Rechilus, a little Nazi Shemra, someone talking about Shidduchim. On Shabbos, you have to be Mimayit. Try to throw in the Dvar Torah. Try not to talk about, don't talk about this thing. Try to be Mimayit in Devarim B'Telem. Okay, another thing, this is a fascinating thing he quotes from the Radak. You go to the Pasuk in Yeshaya where the Pasuk actually says, the Radak there says, what is in V'daber Davar? That on Shabbos you should speak Benachas. Your tone, your inflection should be different than it is during the week. You say exactly the same thing. Pass the salt. During the week, when you have a sit down with your family, by your Thanksgiving dinner, and you sit with your family, you can give a clap on the table. Pass the salt. A Shabbos, can you please pass the salt? The Radak says that is a fulfillment of the Daber Dover. You don't need to go into the Lumdis, Malacha, Mitzvah Shabbos, Malacha and Shabbos. You don't need to talk about the Lumdis of the Dvar B'Telem. It's the way you speak on Shabbos. You Dibur on Shabbos. an amazing, incredible chiddush. Then he brings down the most beautiful chiddush. It's a beautiful idea from the Pesikta Rabasi, where I don't know exactly. And he says the following yisayit. We all brought up with this principle that a person should never say that chazer is disgusting. Cheeseburgers are disgusting. Ugh, how can you go eat in McDonald's and Burger King? It's poison. The food there is poison. You shouldn't say that. That's maybe what they'll tell you on the news, the whatever. But you should say, ah, delicious. Delicious. If only I can eat. Only I can eat a cheeseburger. Oh, it would be heaven in this world. If only I can eat chazer. If you go into the supermarket, you pass by. I used to wait for the bus in front of a tray for pizza store. Ah, the fragrance, the aroma that came out of the pizza store, delicious. So you're supposed to say, ah, delicious. But what can I do? The Torah said I'm not allowed to. That is the proper attitude that the Rambam and Chazal tells a person should have. One would be misled to believe when it comes to Shabbos, you should say exactly the same thing. Today, you wake up in the morning, Shabbos morning, today is Shabbos. I wish I can go to the game. I can go to the baseball game. I wish I can go to the circus today. I wish I can go ice skating. No, what could I do? Hashem told me it's Shabbos. I can't go to work. I can't go online. I can't go to the game. I have to go to shul and listen to the Kriyas HaTorah. What could I do? So this is what the Torah says. Yeshayah says, Shabbos is the exception. It may talk about you when it comes to chazer, and when it comes to kol davar aser, you should say taka would be something I would like, but the Torah says I can't do. But when it comes to Shabbos, you're not allowed to say that. Pumfaker. Shabbos, your attitude is v'daber davar. The davar that you would normally approach, your approach, your dibur, the way you would approach other mitzvahs, is not the way you approach Shabbos. Shabbos, nase melachtecha. I don't want to go to the game. I don't want to go to the supermarket. I don't want to go to work. This is where I want to be. This is what life is all about. Shabbos is all about. This is a beautiful yisoid. And this is how the Pesikta Rabasi learns. This is the pshat, the pashup shat in v'daber davar. The deeper, the way you approach, you speak about a mitzvah of Shabbos Kodesh, is not the way your medaber, your deeper is with reference to other mitzvahs. Beautiful, beautiful mahalach. Okay, another interesting thing, v'daber davar, going really goes back to the radak that a person should sanctify his dibur on Shabbos. Why is there such an opinion of sanctifying dibur? These different examples we've given over here, all the different interpretations of davar, because when we observe Shabbos, we have to observe Shabbos the same way Hashem observed Shabbos. We imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How did Hashem observe Shabbos? Hashem rested. Vayonach bayom hashvi. How did Hashem create the world? Did Hashem engage in physical labor? We don't understand how Hashem works, but at least from our perspective, Chazal tell us, Ba'asara ma'amorois nivra ha'olam. Hashem created the world with dibur. Bayomer Hashem yihiyar. Bayomer Hashem yihirakia. Dibur. Hashem created the world through koyecha dibur. That dibur somehow turned into a physical ma'isa, but it was a dibur. So when Hashem rested by Yom Hashvi, He rested from His dibur. He didn't speak. He didn't say Vayomer. Hashem did not come up with an 11th amira on the 7th day to create something new. Who knows what could have been? We could have had other things in this world if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have another deer. The world would be a different world. Hashem was shavas from His dibur. So when we rest on Shabbos, there are two types of resting. There's the resting of a human being, Adam la'amal yulat, a person works with his hands, a person lives in this world, he has no choice but to engage in the 39 melachos, physical acts, physical labor. But that's one darga of Shabbos. That's mimitzoy chef sicha. The Salamat HaSolachos, but there's another Daraga of Shabbos to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's observance of Shabbos. Vayonach Vayayim Hashvi. How did Hashem observe Shabbos? He rested from Dibur. So we imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we also rest from Dibur. What does that mean? To each his own. To each his own is whatever you would normally say during the week, I don't say on Shabbos. And all the different examples, your tone, there should be a shvisa midibur to emulate the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's a very another beautiful idea that he presents in the Sefer. What was the Sefer called? I forgot the name of the Sefer. What is it called? Oitzer Machmodim. Oitzer Machmodim. Mir Tashem will come back to that Sefer hopefully many times. A very, very good Sefer for the purpose of this shir. I forgot. Sorry. It's a very, very good Sefer. What? His name is not Mahmoud. No. Okay, let's now begin. The beginning is a little bit the beginning of the next sim. Next sim is a new sugya of Refuah and Shabbos. There have been a lot of svarim that have been written. Maybe we'll have some time. We'll do some practical application. But let's get started. Tzadi Aleph din mishi yesh lemechush ba'alma v'choy l'shem b'yisakana. The laws of a person that has a choy l'she'ein b'yisakana goes without saying a choy l'she'yesh b'yisakana. You do whatever you want. Call atzala, and there's nothing you can do. And adraba, a person should be mizores in being mechal Shabbos, nachal Shabbos, and treating a choila. But what about a choila she'in bo yisakana? What about a mechush? Discomfort. So these are very complicated laws. Mi sheyesh lo yechazim mechush ba'olma, for whom is chazek v'holach kmo bari. You couldn't tell. He walk comes to shul. You would never know. He looks. He picture of health, but yet he's not feeling well. Also, lasas lo shum refuah filu b'davar shem im b'mlocha. You're not allowed to take an ass. You have a minor headache, a very slight headache. Okay, that's all, of course, relative. For one person, what's called a minor headache. For another person, it can be a major ordeal. So you really, it's very, very hard to generalize. But each person has to judge himself. It's usher. It's usher to take refuah, to take medicine. Even to smear, to take some oil and to smear it on a wound. The person has something which hurts him. His arm hurts him. And during the week, he would take some oil. Again, this is something that was done in ancient times. What? What's the
question?
Okay, so this is asur bein the atzma bein alidei achem afilu alidei and even to a non-Jew. Refu is asur on Shabbos. Let's look at the halacha on the bottom. Aleph bein alidei achem ayin b'shod b'ruchas Moshe. The mutter la'amoy tachas b'kores haroifer b'Shabbos. You're allowed to go to a doctor's appointment. Kelamoy tachas, you're allowed to go to a bikures haroife, to the visitation of a doctor.
Doctor visit.
Even though the doctors they don't observe Shabbos, and by going to the doctor will immediately do things to you that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So you're causing him to be mechal Shabbos. V'yesh lochos shechal Shabbos olav afilu achi motor v'amachem lochos lo yigurim lechil Shabbos makom shein nachutz tovel abracha. Ayin sham, of course, and you can't generalize. The ayin b'shud yad. It always reminds me of the story where there was a person. I know the person where they called up the doctor on Shabbos. Called him doctor, pediatrician. Baby, something was wrong with the baby. The baby did something didn't look right. And this is a real charedi, real serious ben Torah. So the wife called up the pediatrician on Shabbos, and something is said. She told the doctor, "I don't know, something is not right. This, should I bring him? Should I bring him into the office?" Doctor was obviously was like, over. So the doctor says, "If you're calling me on Shabbos, you better bring him in. If you'll be calling me during the week to ask me this question," so the doctor told, "If you call me during the week to ask me the questions, I would say, yeah, give the kid a child Tylenol and call me back and call me back in 3 hours and we'll see where we're holding. But if you picked up the phone on Shabbos to call me, there's something wrong. You better get in the car and get the kid over here right away. I have to go take a look at the kid." So you just that's an amazing note. It's an amazing story. Really, Abkataych is a doctor, the pikeach. Talking about a doctor, the pikeach, because right away to sense the danger. So here we have the story. So he talks about a person doesn't go to a doctor. Tovel labracha. I mean, okay, this obviously has to be taken in context what the situation is. You can't generalize. Okay, ayin b'shud yad Yitzchak. Shakasav gam kein de mutter mit nei shakhol atsma in even im kholov im kholov im khol yoy ein boy sakon no pam him doesn't even know what's going on, the person doesn't even realize what danger is in u pam is dam shakhol of sav shem boy sakon the das right with sakon ha, this is a big sakon. How often do we hear that story? You better go into the emergency room right away. And the came shakhol holach behet la rife lekach af shoy fim khol shabe sakhim even the kham dakhis khol shabe afterwards avuroy kagoin bkhsivas Ritz, a prescription. Lebeis mirkachas to the pharmacy. Harry Ois says us midas atzma. He's doing this midas atzma. My father used to work. My father was taught in so many years, 38 years in Yeshiva University, YU, and while he was in is Washington Heights, the neighborhood is not so good. Now where they are, it's a little bit better. At least in their part where they are. But it was my father told me once he came out of YU, he wanted to get something in the pharmacy. So he's the lowest. He used to call it the drugstore. So the block next to YU, he asked someone on the street, you know where the local drugstore is? So my father always told me, he gave him such a look, like, that we talking the same language here.
The local butcher is
okay,
the
box, well, exactly.
Illegal. You don't have to go there for
it. Mia.
So the day is merkachas. Harei oisez zos midas atzmai. The ayin b'shubinyan David shehivi gam kim dibra hayani hayad yitzog b'saim shiyishlus mechol of rak the rak rak the yori shemayim yoyitz de shneim v'yom ala rofi shneim b'ritzon chichta avuroi. Alright, obviously this is outdated. What do you mean not going to write a prescription? Okay, obviously everything depends on the times. Let's go to the next halacha. Day is called one more halacha. Day called ha'ichlem mashkim shem. This is the famous halacha in the Gemara. Very important you say in this what?
In a
Hanami, that's right, but it's on the yeah, you're right, that's right, 100%. Well, I'll tell you also, there's a lot of technology where they actually can type it in, they can type it in, so even that's also only midrabban. Typing on a computer is only midrabban, writing is a derice, typing anything electronic is everything electronic, it's a very big amount, because say today you don't need to take notes. So used to going to medical school, you work on Shabbos, you don't have a choice, you have to take notes, you have to write down the but today in the good hospitals no pen and paper anymore, and everything is electronic. So that definitely lightens the shyness of going anywhere people can go to medical school. It just takes away some of the problems that there are in becoming a doctor. There are poskim, shockingly, I mean, that advise people that you're not allowed to become a doctor because halachic reasons. You're putting yourself in the medical school and not being a doctor. Once you're a doctor, you're okay. Once you're a doctor, smooth sailing. But becoming, going to school, 8 years of schooling is problematic. So they give up a whole career, which would not be a problem because the 8 years of training are problematic to some degree. Okay, obviously that's not very popular psak halacha, but there is such a thing. Kol oichlem mashkim shem machol biriyim. Any food or drink which is something which is eaten by healthy people. Here's the yisoid. This is the trick. This is the yisoid of all the laws of this simen. Mutar la'ochlan v'lishtoisen l'refuah. That's the trick. You can eat it for refuah. Since this is a food which is eaten by healthy people, since the whole halacha that you know, I'll take refuah is only in the rabbanon, midar and toyah, what am I doing? Why can I take medicine on Shabbos? Show me in Shulchan Aruch which one of the lametes malachas I'm violating, not even coming close to violating when I take medicine on Shabbos. You can't find any malacha. Medicine, I go to the pharmacy, anything that I eat, there's no chil Shabbos. Why can I do it? Because gzera, if I'm going to take medicine, I may come to create medicine. And creating medicine is chisni, you're going to create. So therefore, Chazal were very lenient. What's the leniency? Is that if the medicine that you're taking is something which is for other people a natural food, other people eat this, they eat this when they're not sick, so for them it's certainly mutter. So it's not obvious to the onlooker that you're taking this solely for the purpose of medicine. I'm only eating this now, this food. I'm only eating prunes now because I'm constipated. That's the only reason why I'm taking a shot of prune juice. That's the only reason. No other reason. Let's make no mistake about it. This is refuah. Can I go take what do they call colace and these other things? Or not, unless you really, really, it's really serious. Even that, it takes many hours until it really kicks in. Can you really do it? No. it's medicine, it's mamish medicine, you're not allowed to do it unless you mamish. Stam meichush.
Like, because it looks like chocolate.
What? Okay, whatever, but you have stam meichush. It's Friday night, I'm in a very, very, very minor state of constipation, and I know from experience where this is heading, can I take medicine? So you can make your, everyone, you can't generalize, everyone has to make their own assessment, so you make the assessment that for me, it's not the end of the world. I'll survive, guns fine without taking the medicine. You're not allowed to. But I want to go now to the refrigerator and take a nice cup of prune juice. There's no way in the world I would take a cup of prune juice if not because of the situation I find myself in. But is prune juice something which healthy people drink and enjoy? Absolutely. 100%. It's sold in the supermarket.
So then vitamins?
Vitamins and echnami. Vitamins.
Vitamins,
okay, we'll get to vitamins another time. I don't know, I have to go, it's not clear.
Supplement?
Some say yes, some say not. Vitamins is a very gray area in halacha. I don't know. Well, believe me, either, I want to go look in the Rabbi Abraham. You know, Abraham. So he has books. Our whole series of books, few volumes already. So he has all the details on this. So Blin Eder, I have to check out what he says there. Blin Eder will.
Well, David Friedman's brother-in-law is Maxi Health.
Is Maxi Health. Yeah. $1 billion business.
Shmuel David's brother-in-law.
He pays for all the slur? He spawns the slur? On his own. He on his own has that slacha.
But prune juice is not a medicine.
That's exactly. That's exactly the point I'm trying to make. Exactly. Why am I drinking the prune juice? Why? I'm only drinking the prune juice because I'm constipated.
But since
there are people in this world, since there are people who enjoy this, this is a delicacy, they eat this, so therefore it's mutter lechatchila for me to do something l'shem refuah, since this is something that some of my other people, not l'shem refuah. To take a pill, I can't. Because I have made a determination, at least for my personal self, okay, can't generalize. I'm not in a matzav now where I'm a chayla sheyesh v'yisakon. I'm a chayla sheyesh v'yisakon. It's a mechosh v'alma. Halacha does not allow me to take medicine. Taking this pill is clearly in the category of medicine. I'm not allowed to take this medicine. I can't. So, but what do I want to do? I have an alternative. I'm going to drink a glass of prune juice. Would I, in my wildest dreams, drink a cup of prune juice if I wasn't in the matzav of constipation? Never. Never. I don't like what it tastes like. I don't like what it looks like. I stay far away. I don't even go in that aisle in the supermarket. That aisle is off limits because of the prune juice. I'm not joking with you. But now I don't have a choice. So the answer is because it is a food that is consumed by healthy people. That allows me, this is a loophole, a halachic leniency allows me, lechatchila, to take it now, l'shem refuah. That's what it says here. This is a yesod which carries through all the rules of refuah. One more time. Mutter l'ochlan v'l'shtoysen l'refuah afal pi shehem kashim l'ktsasto. Even though this thing is even bigger chedesh, even though this thing may be slightly harmful. U'mucha milsa d'l'refuah of it. Listen, I'm only taking this because I'm making no secret. I'm only drinking this because I want refuah. I feel achishari. It's mutter because since this bimitzi is something which is a food, you can do it. The but let's say you have something which is not. This is only advertised, only take this. There's a warning on the label. A healthy person should not take this. Ask your doctor before you take this.
For someone that has heartburn, so you tell me he can't take a Pepsin. Or can't take an antacid in his stomach,
he said. Right.
According to that.
Well, you have to listen. You have to talk to a doctor. I will tell you, when it comes to food, it's a very sensitive thing today. Today is extremely touchy matter. What to one person is a joke, to someone else is pikuach nefesh.
Will he tell you that if you have acid reflux, you can develop esophageal?
Oh, so go for it, right.
There's degrees, but if somebody just has like this,
Yeah, but you don't know if you have enough.
Is that vitamins is not like this? Someone takes vitamins every day.
Rolaids.
It depends why you take the vitamins. It depends if the vitamins are taken by.
I don't know if they're working, but people take them every day.
Okay, we'll come to it in more detail. Vitamins is a very complicated topic. The kol shein machol mashke brim also loch lebushus velishtos the refuah. The kol shein machol mashke brim also leochloi ulishtos the refuah. Period. Okay, so it's only something which is not eaten, it's only medicine, and you're not allowed to take it in a situation where it's mechosh ba'alma, when you don't really need it, you just want to enhance your health. Next. Moto l'echol srafim misukim l'gmoya beit sechaya. You're allowed to eat srafim misukim sap, certain types syrup. V'legmoya, I'm not sure. Beitz or chayit to swallow chazanim. Kedei lahanim es akol. Kisraf mesukim means certain type of a serum, certain type of thing which is good for the throat. Lahanim es akol.
Soothing for
the throat. Kedei shehaya kedei lahanim es akol. The ein boy mishum refuah kevan shein loy maka begroino. Another yisoy. That's really what vitamins are called. This is where you touch upon vitamins. This thing over here is. It's not, you don't have anything wrong. There's nothing wrong. You're just doing it to enhance. Here it's the voice. Okay, vitamins is a little bit different because vitamins is not just your voice. It's more to enhance the brias and the health.
Sometimes the vitamins are for the deficiency.
Sometimes for the deficiency. Then it becomes a refuah. That vitamins is a very big, will come, believe that it will come, but just when you know the yesoidais, then it will appreciate better the issues when it comes to vitamins. But here we have a new yesoid. A person over here is a chazan, he wants a raikon. Do you swallow, gargle raw eggs? There are better solutions, right? Natural. You're a natural. Baruch Hashem, you don't need to come on to these mishagasim. Okay, but there is such... What?
Ricola.
Ricola is a candy. Healthy people take Ricola also.
Ricola is a candy?
Yeah, healthy people take Ricolas. What?
Smith Brothers.
Ricola is that you can find a hat for Ricola. Ricola is a healthy people. It's strong. It has a certain takeif that you don't have in a regular candy. Some people like it even though they're nuts. They don't need it. They like to take a Ricola. I like to take a Ricola. Whenever it just has a tang to it. What does it say in the article?
It's a sap.
Okay, but here is the yesoid. The yesoid is that over here the person, there's nothing wrong with the person. He wants to enhance his voice. And he's taking something which is not an oichal. No one swallows raw egg. It's not the derech. Butler died to eitzel kolada. No person doesn't. So why are you doing it? I'm doing it to enhance my throat. Is there anything wrong with you? Are you a choyla? No. And your voice is not even to get there, the health of your body. It's just an enhancement in order to perform well. So therefore, that's not included in Chazal's takana. Chazal made a takana. There's nothing wrong. Are you violating one of the lamatas malachas, taking a raw egg and going swallowing it down your throat? Is it one of the lamatas malachas? Of course not. Not even close. Why would it be usher? Well, there's a halacha. You can't take medicine on Shabbos. Well, is this a medicine? Is there a deficiency in my health? No. Is it for my health? No. Is it to enhance my performance? Yes. So therefore, it's not in the category, so it falls back on the heter that it's mutter unless you know otherwise.
But all syrup and syrup don't say about kashas mamonim because we're talking a liquid.
Doesn't matter. Slippery slope. Once you start doing this, anything l'shem refuah, you'll come to do something else. Bizman hazeh, is anyone today going to go out to their backyard and start taking herbs and start crushing herbs and doing this kashas mamonim?
It's illegal.
It's not going to happen.
What about a case where things are illegal to do that?
Doesn't matter. It's still, the gzer was put into force. We don't... Nothing has changed. All right, we'll pick this up in Yirtz Hashem tomorrow.